ready? Are you ready?
I am as ready as I can be.
Perfect. We're joined in the media center by Pro Stock Motorcycle number one qualifier, Eddie Krawick. He ran a 6.849 second pass at 194.21 miles per hour. It's your first number one of the season and your 34th of your career. So talk about today after yesterday, not getting to get a full qualifying in. How did today go?
Well, yesterday was quite a long day. You know, to get in staging lanes roughly around, like, I think it was like 2:30 or something like that. And we didn't leave till 6 and never even got to make a run. So 3.5-4 hours into staging lanes, quite a long time. But, you know, it wasn't just us that had to deal with it. It's everybody, you know, the crowd, all the fans, everybody that stayed. And, you know, more important, the people that came back today. This is beautiful weather. You couldn't ask for anything better. You know, you wouldn't think by that run that I had an awesome first outing. We struggled, actually, to get up there that session. It was getting to the point that we kind of thought we weren't going to make that qualifying run. And I was getting a little, not nervous, but I was like, okay, we gotta just hold it together and get things together. We started my motorcycle this morning, wouldn't stay running, kept shutting off. So then we kept changing components and parts and pieces. And finally, it was just like, we were like, let's just change the engine. That's going to be the best thing here. And we changed the engine with every electrical component on the motorcycle. And it stayed running, fired, went down the track, and got me to the pole, you know. So that was a guess on that whole tune-up. We haven't really ran that engine much, and we're kind of just working away with the ones that we had. But, you know, more important, I got from A to B, got qualified, and then we were able to experiment a little bit. Got to try and find a tune-up. Tomorrow's race day, and you didn't have four runs this week, and you had two. So, well, some people had three, but more important for us, we had to get it right. And it's a little tricky out there with the crosswind. So I was going straight to eighth mile. I had some pretty good numbers, and then got caught up in the wind. Blew me hard right, but, you know, I was in the right lane. You don't have the boundary of the wall on the left side, so you tend to be... In the wind, so.
So going into tomorrow with today kind of having a rough first run and really only having one really good, confident run, how are you feeling about going in tomorrow? Where are you guys going to change up?
Well, I wouldn't say only one good, confident run. We made it down the track two good laps. We have data to build off of. For me, that's more important, just making sure you have it. I just got to go out there and do my job. Go out, make good, clean runs, and hope for four of them. Because it's definitely a tough field. That last session, you saw the way everybody stepped up. It's like 86s were just popping up left and right. So it was a good session. And I think for Pro Stock Motorcycle and all, it's going to be a good type battle.
Never did figure out what the component was that was causing you the problem?
No, we got my old engine and a pile of parts sitting in the trailer right now. And to be quite honest, it's probably a sensor or something along the lines, because it's staying running now, and it's running fine with the wires and all the componentry on the bike. So we'll go back. We'll figure that out at a later date. But more important here, it's about going from A to B. And, you know, this is a big race for us, for the motorcycle and all of NHRA. You know, being here at Coca-Cola's headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia, and Mellow Yellow, you know, there's a lot of brand people out here this weekend. You can see a lot of Mellow Yellow shirts walking around the pit. So it means a lot. I've been in the final five times, I believe, here, and I got four wins. So I'm confident in myself and my abilities. We just need to string it all together.
Sold out crowd today. Did you know that?
I believe it. You know, this place is jamming. It hasn't. It's been quite a while, you know, before I could say that I really knew that Atlanta was packed like this. And you can tell walking around the pits. It's a lot of shoulder-to-shoulder action walking through, bumping into people. So that's a great thing. I think our sport is thriving right now, and that's great for everybody involved.
So kind of a disjointed, obviously, 2 days with yesterday being the split session that you didn't get to make a lap, and then the problem you had this morning and running off a number that, what, 300's better than what seems to be the dial-in.
Yeah,
86.
The 86. Yeah, you know, it was.
Did you say it was the crosswind that slowed you down the second pass?
Yeah, it definitely was. I was leaning over pretty hard and hanging off the thing. I actually had better speed to eighth mile on that run. I was about 1/100th worse than 60 foot, and I was picking it up by the eighth mile mark. So it's just our motorcycles are very temperamental. You got to keep them parallel and straight to the track, because once you start leaning it this way or that way, it starts scrubbing off ET and mile an hour. And my speed was down by like 3, and all that attributes to fighting it, getting down track. You know, you got to stay smooth on them, especially in a crosswind.
So even though your two laps were pretty wildly different, you're feeling like you got a pretty consistent motorcycle.
I got a great motorcycle. I know how I can make the adjustments to my motorcycle going down a track. I just, here at Atlanta, they actually have new asphalt from the second half of the track on. You need to get a baseline run on it to really know how to adjust your motorcycle for it. Now that I have those notes, I feel 100% confident I could go out there and make a run right now in that right lane and go straight. It's about getting the information. So it was kind of a guess the first time. So I think I have all the information I need to make good, clean runs.
Fun.
Thanks, man.